Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We'll get started.
Rolling.
Let's tell us when we're live. Knock on the window.
We are live without Bubba. He is attending his second funeral service in the last 3 days, which is pretty sad, but we're holding down the fort, and this will post at noon today. We have to get going pretty soon because somebody has a lotto ticket to go turn in.
I have to go to the lotto office. You know, I got my big winnings.
You won millions. Too much money.
I just millions.
Let's
be honest. You wouldn't be here if you won millions.
No.
How many millions?
Five. I heard that noise.
That was loud.
Yeah, that was the front door rooster.
Mm-hmm, the Ybor roosters.
I thought that was Blitz leaving.
5 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wouldn't work here, but I'd be here.
Oh, yeah, you'd hang out?
What's the amount of money you would need to win to take a shit on Bubba's board?
Oh.
You're like, I do that for free.
I say, yeah.
Not very much.
You got 20 bucks?
Oh. Yeah, right?
No, yeah, like, I would stay working here for anything under probably like 2 million.
Okay.
Just because, like, honestly, that's not a lot of money.
No, it's not.
No, nowadays.
It's really not.
And when you were explaining all the taxes involved and how you get double fucked because you get taxed on the earnings, and then oftentimes if you win a lot, it bumps you up to maybe a bracket or two above what you are
now.
Yeah,
so let's say, you win $1 million. They take out, and that lets, you know, and some games too are like, hey, it's $1 million, but really it's, you know, X amount of dollars over X amount, you know, 50 grand over 20 years.
Right.
So if you take the lump sum, you're already down to 600 grand.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely take the lump sum.
Is not guaranteed. So take the lump sum.
Absolutely.
Now.
And that's, it's also not guaranteed because they invest it. And if they lose, then you also do too.
With the taking it like over the 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah. I mean,
granted,
that's not going to happen. However, whatever, take the money.
Mm-hmm.
So they take out 25% taxes. So, you know, you're assuming it'll be $1 million is now 750. And then what you don't realize is at the end of the year, you still have to pay your taxes that you didn't pay to begin with, because 25% is usually not enough. You know, usually you're going to be in the, you know, 30 to 40% tax bracket. So mm-hmm. you're going to have to pay them another, you know, 200 grand.
Now, what I didn't know is I thought that that was separate from income, because it's winnings, it's gambling, it's separate, but you're telling me that it's not. It's considered taxable income.
Yeah, it's gambling winnings. It's a separate, like, 1099 or 1099G.
But that's just
something.
When you collect the money, but then...
That's on your taxes, but it's basically acts as income.
Yeah, like when you win big at the casino, you get your little tax.
Right, but then you're saying on top of that, it's not just the 25 they initially took out, it's now your, quote, income, like part of your income that you earn for
Correct.
That year.
Correct. That's so it bumps
crazy.
You up to the next tax bracket,
right,
which
then
is,
you get
which
double
is like
fucked.
40%.
Right.
So if you worked prior to that, then you're going to have to pay because you probably didn't pay in enough.
And if you don't know that.
The rich don't get taxed.
Yeah. And then if you don't know that, like you were saying, you go, you spend all your money because.
You got 750 grand. So like, hey, I'm going to go spend it.
Right. Because you didn't earn it. You won it.
And they go, well, I'll keep 100 grand or maybe 200 to live off of.
Yeah. For the rest of my life.
Or, you know, for at least for a few years.
And you can get double fucked, especially if you're like, I'm going to be smart and I'm going to invest it.
Oh yeah,
and then you invest it, and then you maybe make a
investment
small,
earnings, yeah.
Yeah, and then you sell it, and then you get double fucking taxed on it. But let's say you invested whatever $250,000 of it, and then maybe it goes up to $300,000. Well, now you're going to get double fucked.
So,
you're really getting
people
fucked.
Go buy like you know a house now is you know $400,000 ish.
That's a good deal.
But
a shitty city.
Right, but like okay, let's just say that you know, and then a car or two, and like okay, well I've still got 100 to 150 grand I keep. taxes come up and now you owe 200 grand and you're like,
now you're bankrupt. You got to sell those cars.
Yeah.
That sucks.
At a loss.
Yeah. Not good. Not
and
good.
Then you still get taxed on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're, I mean, I guess, you know, I'm kind of like if you're dumb, then you know, it's what you deserve.
Yes and no. I mean, yeah. I guess if, you know, you don't do your research, but also, you know, like I didn't know, but I don't really gamble.
But
so
the
I'm
thing
not
is,
really
though, if you were to win $1 million, you could.
Yes, I would ask around. And
that or like what you right. can do now is Google it.
Yeah, you can Google it.
It's pretty. I mean, it's everywhere. So it's kind of on you now if you're
right.
that stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of Jewish accountants and lawyers and things like that. My family members that could help me out. And also just like the Diacos or Babyface or anybody who just kind of has some basic knowledge, or like you said, just the internet. The internet can be your friend with some useful information from time to time.
And by the way, if anyone wonders, I won $1,000. It's not that it's a big deal.
I mean, that's more than I've ever won, but I don't play. Can I ask you a question, Blitz?
Yeah.
How much do you spend, would you say, monthly on scratch-offs, lotto?
I almost never play lotto unless it gets really big.
Okay.
And rarely do I play scratch-offs. Usually, if the new ones come out, I'll play them for like a couple times.
And what's
then
the ones you always buy?
New ones.
Okay. Well, I mean, every time
how much does it cost me?
Yeah, monthly. Just out of curiosity.
Oh, probably like less than $50.
A month? Well, yeah. Are you talking because you're constantly like winning 10, 20 bucks?
Yeah, like
here
I really don't spend that much money.
Okay,
on it.
Interesting.
And like with this $1,000, I literally stopped at a hole in the wall gas station and bought one ticket. That's it. And I won on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't buy a bunch.
Yeah, you won big.
Yeah.
You won big. This week, we only have a 3-day week, which leaves us a 4-day weekend. And usually, if we're like going somewhere, well, you know, Blitz and I are going somewhere, or, you know, Lummy or whatever. 4 days is perfect. Like a getaway, you have a day to get there, a day to get back, a couple days your destination. But then when you're not going anywhere, and it kind of seems like that's what's going to happen, you're just like stuck with your thumb in your ass. Like, what am I going to do? So, Lummy, do you have any plans for this weekend as to how you're going to spend your excess time?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you got like a house to build, so, you know.
Doing a bunch of shit. And then the 8th, we're doing a volunteer for the Humane Society and then the Falcons game on Sunday, and my mom's birthday is also Sunday, so I gotta balance if I'm
so you got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, I gotta find out if we're doing a birthday party or Ashley's trying to make me take my mom to the game. And
I see.
To the Bucks game?
Yeah, she's
there's another one, another home game coming up. Oh well,
yeah,
I guess it's
Sunday.
I gotta say, did your mom care about the Bucks that much?
She really wants to see Tom Brady. She does like football.
Oh, okay.
She's from New England. So she likes
the Pats or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's
I
Tom Brady Mark, and she really wants to see a game. She's never been to a Bucks game, but she's
she hasn't?
No, she's turning 70, and it's just like, oh, I don't know.
How long has she lived in Florida for?
Since the 70s.
Okay.
Mid-70s.
Oh, but she's from
did you ever see a game with the old Sombrero Lummy?
Yes.
Okay.
But I went with like my aunt and uncle and stuff like that. My dad does not like leaving the beach and going over the bridge.
Yeah, that's my dad too.
Sounds like he doesn't ever like leaving his house.
Oh, he does, but it has to be on the beach.
Oh, okay.
It has to be like right around his house.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, like so the supermarket, there's actually one that's really
that's like,
close.
That's like my dad.
It's over the bridge in Bel Air, but he'll drive all the way down to Madeira Beach. The old Winn-Dixie, because we used to live in Madeira Beach, so he'll drive all the way down there because he doesn't want to leave the beach for some reason.
Does he explain why, the logic behind that, or there just really isn't any?
There's no logic behind
it. Okay. All right. Just wondering.
I mean, it's a pain in the ass when he does come over, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we got him to the aquarium for Walker's birthday.
Oh, good.
And that was too much for him for the next day.
He had to leave early.
Well, no, I mean, he stayed the whole time, but then the next day we had the big birthday party and, you know, his
did
big
he go
day.
To that?
No.
Okay.
So he was there at the. Yeah, it was too much for him.
Your mom was
the
there
bridge.
Though.
Yeah, my mom doesn't. My mom likes to drive and travel.
Okay, drive and travel to Tampa.
Well, no, like
or
she likes to go
Lake,
places.
Lewis, wherever you live.
Yeah, like my parents used to have a house on Wekiwachi in the river, and my dad sold it for whatever fucking reason.
I'm sure you're glad he sold that.
I tried to buy it from him. I tried to buy it from him back in the day. He sold it for $150. I think it's worth like $450 now. But
yeah,
my mom's trying to have him buy a place in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And
he's not having it.
No.
It's not near a beach, so.
No shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's not for him. I'm thinking this weekend, since it's an extended weekend, I'll probably be spending some time with my friends who were supposed to leave.
Me? Oh, never mind.
Also time with you, but I have some borrowed time with some friends. That sounds like they were about to die and didn't. But they were supposed to leave to Philly.
Last
my
week.
Friend got a job in Philly. She works in Ybor, but Yeah, she was supposed to leave last week, but obviously the hurricane came, so she was unable to leave then, and they extended it to this Friday. She'll be taken off, which is almost worse. Like, when you're expecting to leave on a certain date, and you say goodbye to everybody, you have all the parties, yeah. You're all packed up, and then it's like, then you're here for another week, and it's just kind of awkward, and, you know, we've already said our goodbyes, but I'm like, well, fuck, we should hang out again, because God only knows what I'm going to see next.
You know, you canceled stuff, like, you were going to go to Walker's birthday party and stuff, and then, like, you mm-hmm. didn't go to that, because that was their big going-away party.
Right, exactly.
And now they're still here.
Yeah,
they're still here, obviously. But I mean, unplanned. It's not their fault sure. and stuff like that. But so I'll probably spend time with them. But what is really upsetting about all of this is, you know, obviously she's leaving. And it's a couple. It's I think you've even met them, Lummi. But they're a nice couple from Cocoa Beach area. They moved here the weekend that the pandemic dropped. So they brought with when they came here, they brought the pandemic. And when they're leaving, they brought a hurricane. So they're just kind of bad luck.
Yeah, is that the bald guy?
Yes, yeah. Yes, the bald yep. guy and his lovely now wife.
Bride.
Yes,
yeah.
We went to the wedding in April. Just a very lovely couple, down to earth, grounded people.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah, really cool. So, but unfortunately, not only are they leaving, but they're going to what Jay was saying is the worst city in America now, which is Philadelphia.
I think it's still right behind New Orleans.
I understand. I mean, it's never good if you go to like certain areas of Chicago or New York or anything like that. But to go from Tampa, which is like prime A real estate, beautiful weather. Yeah, you have hurricanes occasionally, but crime's relatively low in most areas. Like, it's a nice place to live. It's a vacation destination. Mm-hmm. To Philadelphia, which fucking blows. And I know Blitz, you were talking about possibly visiting the area to get some Philly cheesesteaks or, yeah. you know, just to see the sights. It's a pretty historical
yeah,
city,
I
no
really
doubt.
I really want to go there and see all the sights, all the history of it.
Yeah, Rocky and all that jazz. But oh. I just feel, I'm like, if I were his name's Sam. If I was Sam and, you know, my wife decided that she wanted to get a different job and the Philly was the only possibility, I mean, I feel like I would maybe shut that down and be like, listen, bitch, maybe you could make an extra 20, 25, maybe even 30 grand, but we have to then live in a hellhole. And I don't know if that money is worth it. And that's kind of how I felt about living in Detroit. Like the radio people out there that were making a pretty good living, you know, they do what they want. They have a great career and it's super fun. But 6 months out of the year, they live in a place that just fucking sucks. You can't go outside without being uncomfortable. There's a lot of crime. You have to, you know, keep your head on a swivel at all times. I just don't know if it would be worth it. My question to you all is, what would be like your last choice of a city to move to from Tampa, Florida? Like, if you had to move, you got a great job, you know, you're
pretty
making
much everywhere else.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, obviously there's some places that are worse than others,
yeah.
but
I mean, I'd only go to the Panhandle if I had to move, but I'd say New York probably at this
point. Is your last choice yeah. for a place?
I mean, for the right job, I would move anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, if you're making a crap ton of money,
yeah.
but
yeah,
I mean,
but
if you're like, hey, you know, you can make a little bit, like you said, a little bit more money, and you got to move to New York, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, but
no.
Again, right. like, you guys have both lived here all of your lives, is that correct?
Yep.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have to understand that, you know, you move to a place that you're making a lot of money, fine, but when the weather sucks, when it's depressing to live there, I'm telling you, the money is not worth it. I would say it would only work if you move to a shitty city with bad weather. If you're from that area, you know nothing else. Like, or if you're from St. Louis and you move to Detroit, like, who cares? It's all, you know, it's shit sandwich all the way around. But if you know good weather, like people like you and I and you, Lummi,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, I'm from San Diego, I moved to Tampa, whatever, but you go to Detroit or someplace like that, or Chicago, bad air. Maybe Chicago's not really in the mix because there's some cool places in Chicago and stuff like that. But I feel like you move someplace like that where you're just not used to, you know, really, really shitty weather, harsh winters and things like that. It's life sucks. Like, it's really miserable to live there, and a lot of people are depressed. Obviously, there's a lot of crime. No one's happy. So to me, that sort of money is just not worth it. You really can't buy There's no, I feel like you can't put a price on good weather.
Oh, I mean, I used to go up to Boston every year for 8 years in March.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved
it. For how long?
Oh, about 5-6 days.
Okay, well.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like I would go up there and I'd be like, man, this place is awesome. You know, you can walk everywhere. It's nice, comfortable weather. I'd be like, you know, I'd have a sports coat on, wearing pants. I'm like, I can't do this in Florida right now. And I'd be there that week and I'd be like, this is awesome. But then when you start talking to the people, like you go to the bars and places, you're like, yeah, you know, Boston's, they're like, this place sucks. I hate this place. Everyone hated it. And you're just like, you know, you're there for a week and you think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, if I was to move, you know, I probably would hate it too. But it's that out of the, you know, leave Florida, it's 92 degrees, you land there, it's cold, I'm wearing flip-flops, and I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if I was to move there, I probably would hate it. But it's that, I could live there. I've told myself before, I could live in a cold weather place,
uh-huh.
But I think everyone, like you, when you lived in Detroit, it's absolutely miserable.
Yeah, there's like cool cold weather places, you know, like Denver or something like that, where there's a scene, or places like Toronto. I've been to Toronto like 3 or 4 times, and that city's just fucking awesome. Even in the winter, it's thriving. But then you have places that are just sad, that are just depressing, where like jobs are gone. It's just like a shell of what it used to be. You know, Detroit in the 50s would be cool to live in, I suppose. You know, Motor City, lots of money. And then, you know, I think in the 70s is when it took its first hit. And then obviously in the 2000s, 2008 crash and all that. It's just an absolute hellscape. I would not want to move there for no reason at all. And I did, but I didn't really know. And there's this sort of like spirit of adventure that kind of takes over you at sometimes, you know, where you think, let me just try something new. I wonder if I could pull this off. But at this age, I don't think I really need to deviate more than kind of what I know as far as living wise, right? Like, I want to live in a place where it's the sun comes out most days and it's not super shitty. And of course, you get some rain and you get some wind, but for the most part, Florida's fucking awesome.
You can get like houses and stuff still in Detroit for like
$100. Yeah.
I just saw one for $4,500, but like $20,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you can get your money goes a lot longer. But again, like, what is there's obviously, it's a trade off, right? It's not like you just get a cheap house and you live on an island. It's, you know, you get a cheap house, but you live in the fucking, in the hood.
Yeah.
In the abandoned hood. I think more people have left Detroit than like any other city in the last, I want to say, 20 years. They all just left and went to Chicago.
But they love to rep Detroit, though. After they left.
Yes, they do. Unfortunately, Ty J is incorrect. I don't like to rep Detroit. It's just, you know, when you've been to a place and you lived in a place, there's some sort of like, yeah, I know that. Yeah, and
you've basically been to war.
I've been there. I've been to war and I'm kind of bragging. It's a little bit of a stripe on my sleeve as far as, you know, I'm a survivor of Detroit. The people that live there and that are from there, they're hardened. They're a different breed of people. They have convinced themselves that they, quote, love the seasons, but they don't. And my last year there, I couldn't even enjoy the fall, which is one of the nicest parts about being in a place that has seasons is the fall and the spring. But fall was just a precursor to winter. So I couldn't even enjoy it because I knew what was just right around the corner. And the transitional seasons from like summer to winter are very brief. It's like it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. It's nice for like 2 weeks and then it's fucking shitty and it's snowing. And I don't know what's wrong with Detroit in terms of like how the snow fell and all that, but it's just, it's dirty. It's mucky. It's almost like not cold enough because it would melt and get muddy. It wasn't like a place that was pristine with nice white snow. It was just a shitty experience. So I really feel bad for my friends because they're trying to dress this up as some sort of adventure, but I feel like they're going to move there and go, what the fuck have we done?
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably be seeing them very soon when they return because it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good at all. Can you guys explain to me, because I know that you guys are, you know, at least you were into the crypto game. Crypto was really hot, like a year ago? And then it just kind of...
It peaked almost a year ago.
And then it just took a shit and kept taking a shit and we were still talking about it. And now it's so bad that I feel like nobody... I barely hear talk about crypto in the news or anything.
Honestly,
like
in the past like month or so, it hasn't really moved much. So.
It's just kind of like
a standstill.
Yeah, and like
Ethereum stuck at 13.
I was reading this thing about like NFTs and about how that has the circulation of those has plummeted like 97%.
That was the dumbest thing ever.
Yes, was it the future?
No, it was stupid. And it's because so many people, which once again, you know, you can go back to how we were living 2-3 years ago, had so much money. And everyone was making everything. They had money to blow.
There was a lot of companies that were trying to get us to do NFTs, and me and Bubba had a few meetings about it, and we came close to doing it, but it kind of fell through, and I wasn't sad about it.
But don't you agree that we had like I looked at my crypto thing, and I just see from a year and a half ago like where it was and where it is now.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean? Like we're feeling good. Blitz and I are high fiving each other.
A year ago, man, it was great.
Loop ring, and you know, it went from like 19 cents to 3 and change.
To the moon with Doge.
Yeah, I'm thinking
Shibu
what I could.
Inu.
I probably would have sold. Go out and buy some stupid painting that you could almost double your money on. And now it's like shit. You can't even get eggs and milk at the store. So
I know,
it's like,
I know. And I think it was almost like we were talking about it on almost daily basis in terms of like, oh, because Bubba was all on it. Oh, Bitcoin's up, Bitcoin's down. This, that, the other. And then all of a sudden, it was bad. And then we just kind of stopped talking about it.
Well, because it's been the same thing like every day.
I see.
And it hasn't, like in the past month, maybe what, 2 months, it hasn't really done a whole lot. So
in the stock market.
We're just kind of letting it lie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a possibility?
Thanks, Trump.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that it could be revived? Or is that's over?
Yeah, if the economy comes back again and people have money to spend, just like look at this stock. Everyone's pulling the money out of the stock market right now.
Because they're struggling.
Amazon a year and a half ago was at 170 a share. It's at like 115, I think.
Mm.
You know, everything's, and that's Amazon. And everyone uses Amazon.
Right. But, yes, we do.
I'm on it right now, this second.
Yeah, the stock's dropping. You know, Walmart's, everything's down. I mean, I think they said what, like 4.5 billion in the last year and a half that people have lost in the stock market.
It's not good. It's not going anywhere good. I hope things start to turn around. I've started to look at not properties to buy, but just rentals for next year because I'll probably be having.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Being a different living situation this time next year. And I like peeping my head around just to see what's going on. And I don't think it's any secret that I think it's pretty likely that Blitz and I will live together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that works for you? Hopefully.
You are breaking up.
So we're probably going to do that. And I've actually never lived with a spouse or a partner, a mate before. So this should be an interesting experience for me.
Oh, so you're looking for a place that when we start fighting, then you can move to. I got you.
Yes, exactly. Okay. But I've been looking around in, you know, Pinellas County, even a little bit of Hillsborough, even though I do not love Hillsborough County. I really don't. I'd really like to move. I say I would like to move back to Pinellas. I still live in Pinellas, but not really because I spend like fucking one, maybe two nights a week in my own place.
Yeah.
At this point, I've just given up on the, you know, I should be utilizing this place because I pay for it.
Yeah,
deal.
There was a period in not too long ago that you were like, hey, I'm going to sleep at my house just so that I...
Because I can.
Because I need to because I pay for it. I'm like, yeah. Whatever.
And then, but then I'm like, dude, if I want to stay at yours or hang out at yours, like, I'm not going to stop myself because the money has already been paid,
right.
Quote unquote.
I get it. Because it feels like you're just wasting money.
But. Right. But again, it's like the money has already been paid. Even though I have several more months to pay rent.
Yeah.
The lease has been signed. I have to pay that money no matter what. No matter if I spend every night there or zero.
And you can't just, I guess theoretically you could just break your lease.
Yeah,
but
that's
other,
more
expensive. You've got someone else that's relying on you.
Correct. So I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. If I spend one night there this week, fine. If I spend four or five, fine.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, what it is. But I've been kind of peeping around and it doesn't, you know, it's nothing's really in my budget anymore. I was very lucky with the place that I have now. I was kind of grandfathered in when times were much better in 2016. And I've always been able to kind of haggle them down because they'll always try to jack it up like usually. $100-$150 mm-hmm. a year prior to like the crazy marketing situation we've been in, but I've always been able to haggle them to like about half. So instead of it going up $100 a year,
pay 50.
Yeah, it'd be 50 or something like that because I know the people. But I tried doing it this time and it was like a increase of $300 around there. And they're just like, dude, this is still way below market value. There's nothing we can do. I go, all right, well, fuck, I asked. You always got to ask. It never hurts to ask and to bother people about things or to confront them. And Blitz has actually kind of taught me this indirectly.
At least a company.
Right, a company. Yeah, fuck a company. Who cares?
Yeah.
But just more generally speaking, I know most people don't think this about me, but I'm actually I score pretty high on agreeableness in terms of personality. I don't like to really ruffle feathers. I don't like to put people out of their way. I typically don't like to ask for favors unless someone is somewhat indebted to me for something I've done for them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But watching the way Blitz kind of navigates through life and the way that he confronts people who he feels have either did him wrong or owe him something, or he just wants to ask because fuck it, it doesn't hurt to try. I feel like I've been adopting a few of those things where I'm more likely to be like, hey, I just don't like this, or can we change this, or what's going on with that? So I've been trying to be a bit more, I don't know if aggressive is the word, but a bit more confrontational.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ever looking for something that I don't, like, deserve or that I'm not going to pay for.
No.
Or I mean, like, I don't know if you noticed, even yesterday when we went out to eat.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those, like, you pick what you want and they put it on the plate and... The one guy, like, his second scoop of stuff, like, barely had any. I'm like, hey, can I get more?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Sure. And he, like, gave me a whole nother scoopful. And I'm
right.
Like, oh, man, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. All
but
you
it's
gotta
like,
do
no,
is
I'm
ask.
Not gonna, yeah, I'm not gonna sit there and, like, let you screw me.
Kind of fuck you over because
yeah.
You're afraid to ask. Would yeah.
Did you go to one of those meat places?
We went to Taco Dirty.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Taco Dirty's so fucking good. Although the broccoli was a little bit on the salty side, it was still excellent.
Yeah, but you didn't see what I asked him to either.
To get the new batch,
I
right?
said, hey, I need some new broccoli.
And then it was right behind him.
And then his second scoop, I was like, yeah, I'm going to need more too.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I need to learn how to work like that and just tell people no. Sometimes I have a problem telling people no. And then when I'm doing whatever they asked of me, I'm like hating them for it.
Yeah.
Which happened somewhat recently. I'm not going to name any names, but usually you know, someone will ask me for a favor and I'm always like, yes. And then I do it and I get so angry with them and myself for allowing myself
that
to say.
That happens to everyone, though.
Yeah, but recently this person asked a favor of me and I just said, no. And it was so strange because it wasn't, I wasn't rude about it. I wasn't like, go fuck yourself. You always ask me.
Yeah.
But I just said, yeah, no, not tonight. Sorry. And this person was just like, okay, well, I'll just do this then. I'm like, all right, great. And then yeah. I'm like, oh, I did it! I finally said no! This is so great! I feel so free and liberated.
Yeah.
It's amazing, so...
And it's not like, you know, if somebody, like, needs help or something,
no.
Like... Yeah, it's not that. It's, you know, just... It's stupid stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm just... I hate, like, letting people down.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you have to find a good balance between, you know, not being reliable and then also not being a fucking pushover.
Yeah, screwing yourself.
But
yeah.
What do you consider, the stupid stuff? Like what you were just saying, like, you know, like if someone's asking you,
like asking for more food, or like if them just asking for a little dumb thing. It's not like, hey, you know, like,
can this be free?
You're a good friend of mine, and I can't afford food right now. Can you buy me a burger? And obviously yes.
Little things that you kind of see and know, and it's like you don't have to ask me for. Like, well, when I ask you for like a Gatorade, kind of.
He's wondering if you're talking about him or anything.
No. I'm saying like that kind of stuff. Is that what you're saying? Like, it's just obvious.
But I mean, like, I'm saying things like saying no to them.
Okay.
If you're asking me something that I don't know, like, hey, can I have a third Gatorade of the day? I wouldn't have a problem saying no.
I got you.
I mean, chances are I'm going to say yes, because who cares?
Yeah, but. I got you. Like, you've had two today, buddy. Like, come on.
But if you're like outside working and you're like, oh man, I need another Gatorade. I'm not going to tell you no.
Kind of like that wedding that was here, and they just kept taking the stuff out of the fridge,
and then autographed the cooler and wanted more and more. Mm-hmm. I hear they might be making a comeback. I'll just say that. I'm not going to. I know Bubba.
Rumor has it.
Bubba was telling me we may be hearing about an update from the certain sect of people. But going back to, you know, Blitz being a little bit on the more disagreeable end of things, it's not like he encourages me to be like, hey, you better say no to that person.
No, not at all.
Ask for more. But it's
I'll still like sometimes even like go out of my way a little bit to help somebody else out. Like, I don't care about that.
Absolutely. Like, but what I learned more just by watching you and watching the fact that, you know, usually there's no consequences for you either asking or confronting somebody. You know, if something happened where Blitz was combative and then he got shot, then I'm like, oh, fuck, I'll never do that. But the way that you kind of navigate through life and you ask for something, or you tell someone no, or you tell someone off on the phone, and they just either accept it or deal with it or whatever, and, you know, life doesn't end. It's just this weird sort of fear of, I think, I don't want to blame it on my mother, but my mother was always very agreeable.
A lot of people like that, though.
Especially a lot of women. Like, a lot of us don't really like to ruffle feather. Like, just everyone be happy, mm-hmm. but then, you know.
But also, like, I don't ask for anything that I either, like I said, like, I don't think I should either deserve it, or, like, it's not a big ask of people.
Right.
Like, I won't make someone go out of their way for something that I just kind of want. Like, it's not that either. So
I guess I handled the whole Pitbull thing wrong, then, is what you're saying. When he used to come to me and ask me for a dollar change, and then went to 5 to 10, and I never could say no.
Here's the problem with that.
He's a stray cat.
Here's the problem with that. Is I would love to be able to take those people and say, you know what, man? Here's a beer. Here's, you know, a dollar.
Yeah,
here's
a talk, because that's what we used to do.
Yeah.
And then it started getting to a point
where... The problem is you feed the stray cat, and they're always coming back.
But
coming back.
I can never say
milk.
No.
That's the problem.
Yeah, a beer? Yeah, I got a beer, man. Let's hang out. And then it turned into no, which, Blitz, I feel like you would have no problem saying, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it like that, though. Unless I had to.
I
would say it nice. I'd be like, hey, man, I really don't have anything either. I'm sorry. You know, good luck.
And then every time that someone has complied with a favor or something you've asked of them, you always end it with a lot of appreciation gratitude. So it's not like you're just like, can I have more of this? And then they do it and you're just like,
no
that's
way.
Right.
Even the guy yesterday, I was like, oh man, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
you have to reinforce good behavior.
Well,
yeah, it's how you train people. I mean,
it's manners. And I'm almost never like a dick about things like that, especially on the first ask, you know. Like, I'm always polite and, you know, please and thank you and all like that goes a long way, too.
Right. And you're also aware that of those people and the conundrums they might be in with, like, you know, not that this guy was taking a big risk at Taco Dirty, the kid that worked there. But, you know, maybe his manager told him only like one scoop, you know.
And if he told me I can't, I'd be like, all right, I get it, man. Thanks.
Right. Like, exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the guy parking at the Bucks game to Bubba. You know, like how nice he was.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, man, listen,
like,
I can't.
Man, I would
get
if
fired.
I could.
Yeah.
But then he hooked us up when we actually came back and told the lady, like, let them go in there, even though we shouldn't have.
Yep.
Like, he looked out for us instead of us bitching and everything like that. You know, he kind of was cool about it.
Made it happen.
Yeah.
There's one more thing I would like to discuss before we conclude this podcast. And that's the fact that Blitz might be going to Atlanta soon. And to see what you may ask, and that would be just the airport.
Oh.
He wants to go to Atlanta, to fly into Atlanta just to see the airport and then fly back that same day.
But can you walk around the whole thing?
A lot of it.
Because I didn't, you know, like Tampa, you can't go on like
I know.
C and D or whatever.
No, I know.
I've never met anyone who treats the airport like an amusement park. And it's actually kind of funny because a couple weeks ago, you actually took my best friend's son. All of us went to the airport to check out some planes because he's kind of into planes as he's like a 12-year-old kid. He's into some planes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Blitz has got a lot of cool toys and gadgets where you can, you know, listen to the guys flying in and they know all the different types of planes. And it was kind of fun just watching boys be boys, you know. Doesn't matter how old you get, you're still kind of a young boy at heart. So,
what's the most convenient airport?
Convenient?
Yeah, like, you know, because, you know, like they say Atlanta. I've flown into like JFK and I've flown into Chicago and they're like a pain in the ass to get around, especially Atlanta too.
I mean, I think Tampa is very convenient.
Like, that's the best one that you know, that have you been to? Like, have you been to a lot of airports or
not a ton? And not, in a lot of times, not as a traveler either. So,
now, is there something in Atlanta specifically you would like to see?
No. So, here's the reason for Atlanta is number one, you're going to be out of town.
I am. I'll be in Savannah.
And I just wanted to see the Delta Museum in Atlanta, but I've also never been to the actual airport in Atlanta, and it's one of the bigger airports and very busy, and they've got planes that we don't have here. And mainly though, it's a cheap flight,
And you could come back on the same day.
Yeah, so I can take
a day
like
trip.
Yes, I can take like a morning flight up and an evening flight back, and it's under $100.
It wasn't an hour flight there.
Yeah, it's about an hour, so it's not a bad flight. Mm. Like, it's easy, it's quick. Cheap.
So you wouldn't leave and go to the original Chick-fil-A?
That's in Atlanta?
Yeah, that's right by the airport.
No, I don't like Chick-fil-A. However, I would maybe go to the Delta Museum.
Oh. Is that close to the airport or that
just
is the airport?
It's on the north side of the airport.
Okay.
But if it was for one day, I'd probably just stay at the airport just because it'd be cheap and fly back.
They don't flag you or anything. They don't find it suspicious that this guy is just flying to Tampa and then flying right back out, and he all he's doing is hanging out.
A lot
out.
Of business guys.
Well, they don't know I'm hanging. Yeah, a lot of business guys just come in for the day, sign some contracts and
leave.
Off.
Yeah.
I know, but I mean, you haven't left the airport, though.
Trust
so what?
Me.
How do they know?
He's watching them before they're watching
Blitz.
They
don't know you haven't left the airport?
Well, I mean, maybe they have like a thing on you because you always go to the Tampa airport, sit on the, you know.
Wait, are they got a tracker in my butt? Like, what the hell?
But you don't know, but I'm saying, like, they always made. Listen, as I would say, when I used to travel a lot, they would always say, like, suspicious people, they start watching out for it.
Have
and
you
hang
seen
out
you?
At all
you look very suspicious. You're enormous.
Well, I'm just not, like, you know, suspicious. You know, Blitz is always going to the airports and stuff. I didn't know if they had a file.
He's stealth
on him.
Mode. No, he's stealth mode. But you're going to have to, like, register your, do the whole thing with your firearm deal.
No, I won't carry it.
Oh, you won't?
No, because I won't check a bag.
Okay.
Once again, another suspicious thing. The guy's getting on. All by, you know, no bags, no nothing, just going.
Well,
for the
I have a backpack, I have a carry on,
oh, a
but not a check. Yeah, a backpack. Yeah. Just because it ticks doesn't mean there's anything in it.
Suspicious.
So yeah. I'm going to have just wires hanging out and a fucking alarm clock ticking real loud and just
and no ID.
Bunch of cylinders and shit. So when it goes under the metal detector, it goes
a
off.
A ski mask.
Yeah.
Because he's scared of COVID.
Not?
Have you met other people like you that do this sort of thing?
There's a
airports?
Lot of people.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I'm just curious. I'm intrigued by your interests.
Well, when we pulled up to the airport, when we went to hang out last time, there was a bunch of people out there watching planes and stuff. And you are they your friends? Do you know them? I'm like, I have no idea who they are.
Well, I don't know if you guys, like, you're like, hey, Tim, what's up? Like, you guys, you know, hang out every Saturday. You watch the same planes flying. How the fuck am I supposed to know?
I'm not a huge... commercial aviation person. Like, there are some people who love, like, commercial aviation.
Right.
I like military stuff.
Okay.
And planes like that.
And that's why you're going to Atlanta?
But, well, I'm going there because it's cheap.
Oh, okay. But
and you can't fly into a military base.
Right.
They frown upon that, I guess. I don't know.
But you still like planes nonetheless, so you'll take what you can get.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, it's cheap.
Right. That being, listen, I get it. Listen, as a Jew, I get it. Nothing was, the worst part of that experience when we went to Tampa with my friend and her son is the fact that when we were leaving, guys.
Oh, my God, that was so funny.
Hold on, let me tell you. He leaves, he puts his little ticket in for the parking, the bar flies up, he goes out, no problem. I'm like, fuck yeah, we made it.
Well,
I don't have to pay.
Before that, though, we were in the airport and I was like, all right, we gotta go now.
Yeah, we gotta book it. So,
because if you park for under an hour, it's free.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're like running back to to the car. Blitz flies under the radar. No problem. Doesn't have to pay. I put my ticket in. The machine's thinking about it. I'm like, come on, come on. $4. It was literally 7 seconds after him.
I made it 10 seconds before I had to pay. And I go through it. I look behind my mirror,
man.
And I see she's stopped.
We're stuck. I have to open the back of my car, grab the card. I'm that person now. That's just unprepared.
Yeah, I'd be slamming my horn on you.
Right. And now, and I had to pay for literally like maybe 2 seconds.
That's the
like
that's
literally
the part that
I had to pay for 2 seconds of being there.
That's
so
when you go to the person too.
I mean, it's not worth it. What do I do?
You're already there. You've already paid
about $4, and they go, "Hey, Jew, get the fuck out of here."
Well, I mean, that's what I said.
Plus,
yeah. When I saw that flyover, first thought, and both Ashley and I even said it, were like, "Man, Blitz would love this right now."
Oh, he saw it, motherfucker.
Well,
that's why I wanted to record it. I was like, "Man, if I can get this, let me record this." And I cut down the whole night. I was going to do the national anthem to post it, and I saw that plane coming, I was like, "Let me cut this down."
Yeah,
because I'm like, Blitz would have a hard on right now if he saw this.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, so I knew what planes were coming over. They were stationed at St. Pete Airport. Like I knew who was doing the flyover. So
what do they? They park at like the Coast Guard base?
Somewhere close to there. Yeah.
To be honest, I was very impressed, and that was actually very cool because we were watching the game. Blitz gets up and he goes over to like his window because he knows that it's on a delay. He's timing it perfectly, and then all of a sudden, I'm not even looking outside, but all I hear is like this big jet engine, and I'm like, "That's pretty cool that he timed it out."
And I was like, "Oh, the afterburners are on." And then like 30 seconds later, it was on TV.
Don't they? I guess don't they usually when they're coming back come over that way, like go over downtown Tampa?
This plane actually went way up in the air and flew right back over the stadium.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh. There's always a plane circling, too. Or
that's
is that
the
a
camera
helicopter?
Plane. Nope, that's the camera plane.
I always thought it was like a police with
a
sniper.
No, if you ever see like the live shots from the air,
yeah,
that's from that plane.
Oh, so he just circles the whole time?
Yep, the entire time.
Is there a helicopter or a plane that circles with like a sniper rifle outside of it?
No.
Oh. I always thought that. That plane I always thought was like, in case something happens, they have a sniper right there.
No, it's like a little like Cessna-type plane.
Oh.
And it just flies circles around the state. So remember, like they used to do like the blimp a lot, but they don't do that anymore. It's mainly an airplane now.
Oh.
It's an old, it's called a Helio Courier.
Oh. I felt really protected when I saw that because I'm like, man, if something goes down, they got police coverage and they can snipe someone
out. If something goes down, they'll get it on camera.
That's it. That's all the only protection you have, Lemmy.
What about like a big game, like the Super Bowl? Do they have someone like usually circling like with a sniper rifle?
No.
Oh, fuck.
They'll have like a Super Bowl, they'll have like F-16s and F-15s like flying kind of around the area.
But not like a military helicopter with like two guys hanging off. Like,
no.
Fuck, man. You just ruined it for me because I always feel really safe in a stadium like that when I see those guys circling. I'm like, fucking nothing's going to happen. These guys will snipe it out in a second.
Yeah, no, they don't have any of that.
Well, let's end on that disappointing note, everyone.
It is pretty disappointing.
Thank you guys for listening. Blitz and Lummy, thank you for sticking around. Rhett, thank you for sticking around as well.
Yes,
and we'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Yes,
bye.
Bye.